This is Kurt Anderson. I am a writer and the host of Public Radio's Studio 360. Like pretty much everyone, I have always loved Walker Evans' work. I was a photographer as a young person. This picture, made when he was very young and had just taken up photography, I particularly love. And I suppose one of the reasons I like Walker Evans is he, like me, was a Midwesterner who had come to New York. Unlike him, I didn't drop out of college. Unlike him, I didn't spend a year in Paris just before he'd done this. But I remember being young and struggling and looking for my artistic outlets when I was a kid in New York. This is uncharacteristic of the work for which Walker Evans became so famous later. It is urban rather than rural or southern. It is New York City. And it's just pictorially, visually, it's not a straightforward picture. It's complicated. It takes a little while to get. It almost becomes abstract, and I like that very much about it. I also like that building, the U.S. Rubber Building, is still there 100 years later. It's just 100 years old, just off Columbus Circle. And the electric signs, like we see there, the big signs exist, I think, pretty much only in the Broadway Theater District, but they certainly are there as they are in this picture, evocative of the 1920s. Walker Evans spent much of his career, starting a decade later and through into the 1960s, working at Time Inc., a few blocks from where this picture was taken, where I too spent a decade or so working in the 1980s and 90s. Walker Evans is terrific, and I love this picture that is so, in so many ways, both prefigures his work. He shot a lot of signs, obviously. He's well known for the commercial signage that he's photographed, but it's also very unlike so much of that work that is so well known.